Good morning. A weak disturbance passing through interior New York and New England, producing some flurries and scattered snow showers here and there. Most of the precipitation not adding up, although some places could see a little light dusting by the time we reach the early to mid-morning. As we get deeper into the day, the precipitation will move out with the disturbance off the eastern seaboard, and we'll get breaks in the cloud leading to a little bit of sunshine, and this will allow temperatures to reach up into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. Another weak disturbance will pass through the region tonight with mostly cloudy skies and a few passing snow showers. Temperatures will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A mainly dry day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds, a healthy breeze, and milder air pushing readings up into the lower 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west and south, where a storm system will emerge out of the southern plains and western Gulf of Mexico. It'll have plenty of moisture to work with the origins of the storm in the western Gulf, and as it heads in our direction, it'll flow into colder air. Light snow will break out across the northern part of New York and New England as the storm makes its approach, but with milder air flowing in, it looks like some places, especially south of I-90, will have a rain-snow mixture for a time during the middle of the day on Wednesday. This will cut back on snowfall accumulations, particularly across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. We'll see all snow into the latter portion of the day on Wednesday across the northern half of New York and New England, and this is where the most significant accumulations will occur. Colder air flowing in behind this system will turn everyone over to plain snow by late day Wednesday, and it'll continue into Wednesday night. So substantial accumulations are possible for most of interior New York and New England through the overnight period before things wind down in the pre-dawn hours on Thursday. Temperatures on Wednesday will start out in the 30s, but then fall back to and below freezing as the day goes on. Overnight, as colder air flows in, we'll see temperatures go all the way back to the teens, and then as the precipitation as snow showers winds down Thursday morning, we'll only bounce back into the lower to mid-20s. The wind will be gusty throughout this storm threat period into the day on Thursday before quieting down on Friday, with a mix of sun and clouds will rebound at the end of the week back up into the mid-30s. A weak disturbance on Saturday could produce a few snow showers as we bounce into the lower 40s, and behind that system mid-30s with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for the northern Rockies of Montana and Idaho as a new Pacific storm moves inland. 1 to 2 feet of snow can be expected at pass level and above. 2 to 6 inches of snow will affect West Yellowstone, Bozeman, and the higher valleys, while only light snow amounts are expected in the lower valleys. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Tottori Airport in Japan at 8 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at La Paz in Bolivia at 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog and blowing snow, 0 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with some light snow showers, 29 degrees, the dew point 13, 51% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.78 inches, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Anaheim and El Cajon, both in California, to a low of 14 below zero at Doe Lake and Spinach Lake, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 33 degrees, the low 24. The average temperature 29, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, that's also it for the month, which is 3.9 inches below normal. And 65.2 inches of snow for the season, which is 14.8 inches of snow above normal. There were 36 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 407, and 5,524 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 72, set in 1977, and the record low, 0, in 1996. Sunrise this morning is at 7:16 a.m., sunset this evening 6:56 p.m., 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the 30s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs near 40. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs right around 40. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, milder, lower 40s. Rain and snow Wednesday afternoon, giving way to all snow by Wednesday evening. Temperatures in the lower to mid 30s, then falling through the day, becoming windy. More snow Wednesday night and early Thursday morning, then some late day sun on Thursday. Windy and colder in the lower to mid 20s. A little bit milder Friday, breezy with a mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s, lower 40s with a few snow showers Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Sunday with highs back into the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.